Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brant Alia. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Billings. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is hit by the pitch. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alia moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Jim Schellenbach now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Schellenbach. Williams moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Schellenbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schellenbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Billings hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Casanova to Cullen and they have Berry trapped. The throw over to Howard, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Holman pinch hits for Jim Schellenbach. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Noop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. May hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Allen moves to third. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen strikes out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Casey Cox. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stroud moves to third. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stroud scores. Brinkman moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dan Osinski now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Allen moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Billings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Billings strikes out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. McMullen moves to second. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cullen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman bunts towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brinkman for the out. Stroud moves to second. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stroud moves to third. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stroud scores. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Del Unser pinch runs for Frank Howard. Darold Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles strikes out. There goes Unser. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Unser now playing center field. Hank Allen now playing left field. Mike Epstein now playing first base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Noop takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-4 in the game. Cullen bunts towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. Epstein moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Paul Casanova. Don Sechrist now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stroud hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hermann. Epstein scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.